Stay tuned to the show that will change your life. This is not another money show, and it's not an infomercial. It's a guide system to help you help yourself. This is the Financial Insider and the Safe and Secure Money System, presented to you by the Novus Financial Group in association with the Financial Education Partnership, a national 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your hosts, Eric Siebold, Mark McCanny, and Dan Bartholomew, and their team at the Novus Financial Group have nearly 90 years of combined experience helping everyday people like you using the Safe and Secure Money System. Stay tuned and see why everyone from business professionals to all school teachers, nurses, moms, and retirees have all benefited from the Novus Financial Group's time-tested wealth protection system. Now here's your hosts, Eric Siebold, Mark McCanny, and Dan Bartholomew.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Financial Insider. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Dan Bartholomew, and Eric Siebold.
Hey, Mark.
Hello.
All right, boys, today we are going to be talking about the exciting world of the 401k and kind of the structure of it and bring everybody up to speed on some of the alternatives that are out there in the marketplace. And I'm going to let Eric bring the listeners up to speed on what we're going to be talking about specifically today.
Sure. Well, hello to everybody, first of all. Let's take a step back for a second and let's talk about where the 401k originated from in the first place. You know, when you go back to, say, the 1970s and well before that, I think everybody who's working at that particular time is, you know, accumulating assets in various investments, but they're really looking at their pension plan to provide for them for the long term when they finally get to retirement. But then as you get towards the end of the 70s, you see the 401k come about. And now some people, I guess it's kind of a myth that the K actually came about from a large camera company that a lot of people probably used to know of anyways. and it was those executives of that company that was really looking to take advantage of the tax code to try to find another investment vehicle for them so that they could save more for retirement. They could take advantage of more employee benefits and set aside more and get the tax benefits of some type of group retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
So right around that period of time is when the 401k was invented. And at that time, it was really just meant to be another type of vehicle for them. It wasn't supposed to be the go-to type of investment that they were going to depend on for all of their retirement assets.
Well, yeah, and Eric, I think the point that you also want to share with the listeners is that the group of executives that were highly compensated at that camera company, this was a plan for them to not pay taxes on their yearly bonus money. So it was never really meant to be the backbone for the rank and file. So for the rest of us, you know, this quote-unquote kind of bonus deferral plan has now somehow or another found its way to be what we're supposed to depend on for our retirement income security.
Right, and over the last several decades, you can see the trend of the pension accounts provided by companies start to fall off and not be available anywhere near as available as they used to be. And instead, now most people are relying on that bonus deferral program mm-hmm. as their primary retirement program.
And Social Security.
And Social Security, yep.
Yep.
And so, you know, as we're looking at our clients' situations and we're looking at their portfolios, we take all that into consideration and we realize that, you know, right now, if you're, say you're in a 401k or a 403b or a 457 plan, you know, some type of group retirement plan, all at this point now, all of the risk for your retirement and your standard of living in retirement has been pushed off onto you. And by eliminating these pension programs, now the companies don't have that obligation, that financial obligation to you or anybody else for that matter. And you have to figure out at this point And hopefully it's still early enough in your investing stage
to
where you can figure out how to turn this risky Wall Street casino vehicle into your retirement plan.
Yeah, I think to bring some real life to what we're talking about here, I read an article the other day where a large auto manufacturer in Detroit, for their benefits programs, including their pensions and health insurance, they were actually spending more on those items than they were on steel to build their cars.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, you know, when you put it in that perspective, you know, these companies are across the board, not just in the auto industry, but everybody's trying to offload those types of costs, whether that's through reduced benefits, through health insurance programs, because I'm sure everybody out there listening knows that every year the health insurance seems to get more expensive, but the benefits that you had last year are less and less and less. Yep.
And you pay more for them.
And you pay more for them, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that. But what we're left with then is doing what we can with what the companies are willing to provide to us. And from the retirement perspective, it's usually a 401k. Most pensions are gone. So, Eric, I want to kind of let's bring up the subject of how to maximize that part of it. You know, we're not big 401k advocates to start with, but it's what we're left with. So how do we make the best of a bad situation?
Well, first of all, they aren't bad vehicles if they're your only choice. You know, so say, for example, you have an employer who offers a 401k plan. Well, God bless that employer, because many of them offer matches to your contributions. You know, and some people will say, quote unquote, that is free money. And while they are giving that money to you, it's still not necessarily free because of all of the different expenses that are involved in a 401k plan.
Well, first you have to put your own money in to get any of their money.
That's
Whereas
right.
Before it used to be the employer put in their money and you didn't have to put in any of your money. So your net paycheck's already less to start with under a defined contribution or 401k system than it was under the old pension style.
Yeah, but some of the benefits, you know, include the tax deferral, you know, so you're not paying any kind of taxes on the money that you're putting into that account
currently,
yet.
Right.
And now that does have, you know, kind of a double-edged sword mm-hmm. when it comes to that, and we'll get into that later. But you know, with the 401k plan, you typically have three categories of fees. You know, you have your investment fees. So whatever you're actually allocating your assets into is going to have fees associated with it. A lot of those investments, and most people don't realize this, are called actively managed funds. And those types of funds have money managers associated with them. And guess what? Those money managers want to make money. So they add in fees on top of you know, just the standard fees of the 401k.
Are these all transparent or are they hard to find?
You know, I would imagine that if you go through the prospectus or the plan documents for your 401k plan, if you could get either of those anyways, mm-hmm. you'll find them somewhere in there. But, you know, you better have a, you know, your glasses on when mm-hmm. you're trying to read those, the small print.
Right.
It's buried in, you know, a 150-page document.
Yeah.
And now it is the law that they have to provide those to you.
If you ask.
So, you know, if you go out there and you ask your employer, your group benefit area to send you a PDF of your plan document or your prospectus, you know, they'll get it over to mm-hmm. you. And you'll, you know, if you need a cure for insomnia,
mm-hmm.
that's a great thing to have there and just keep it next to your bed. And in 3 or 4 years, you might actually find the language that has the fees in it.
Yep.
And on top of that, now you have administrative fees to the company.
Right.
And they have to pay those. They have all types of, not tons of them, but they do have filing requirements every year that they have to pay.
Sometimes that gets passed on to the individual workers.
That's right. Just gets, and you never realize that, you know, at the end of the day, you just see your account balance. And that is net of the fees, including the individual service fees that you're paying for that.
Well, so what I've noticed over the last 20 years is that if you've worked for a large company, you know, they can get a very good deal from some sort of a provider, money management firm, and those fees are very, very low on a participant level. But if you work for a small company, I think this is where this show is really focused towards, is if you work for a small company, you have less and less people. So you don't have the economy of scale because you just don't have the bargaining power. And sometimes you go to these smaller shops that will service a smaller plan. And I mean small. When I say small, it's maybe your company has up to 50 employees. You know, it's not a big plan. And that's when you have higher fees, and that's where there are some newer alternatives starting to pop up in the marketplace that I think we need to bring our listenership aware of, because this can be a significant value to them. And that's where this show is geared to. So,
And I think what you're hitting on there, Mark, is that these various 401k providers, they will give you certain discounts that as the investors or the participants in those plans, if there's a certain amount of assets in the plan. And a lot of times those assets have to equal $200 million, $250 million to get these fee breaks. And when you get to that point, that's known as institutional investing, institutional prices. But if your plan, if your small to mid-sized company doesn't have $200 million, $250 million in it, then you're not getting that type of institutional pricing. It needs to have that much in it.
Well, I mean, then most plans aren't going to have that. So, I mean, if you're a law firm or an architectural firm, accounting firm, car dealer, anything.
Yep. You're paying 25-30% more in fees than anybody who might be in a big company where there's hundreds of millions of dollars in retirement assets sitting there.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. So, I mean, why don't you walk – I mean, there are a couple out there, but just walk us through, like, you know, one of these plans where if you could everybody pool their money together – a bunch of small people or employers, you know, put their money together under one roof and get an economy of scale. Is there something like that that's been, you know, developed and are available?
Absolutely. And I think, why don't we do this? Why don't we go to break here?
Yep.
And when we come back, we'll get into the details of that exact kind of plan.
Okay, great.